Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memchas Kinyani Torah. Today's Kinyan is the 7th of the 48 Kinyanim, that of Yir'ah. What exactly is the difference between Yir'ah, the 7th Kinyan, and Emah, the 6th Kinyan? Both words seem to be synonyms for the same meaning of awe, reverence, dread, fear. So what exactly is the difference between the two, and what is the role of Yir'ah in our learning? Says the Maharal in the Ruach Chaim that the difference between Yir'ah and Emah is as follows. Emah, the 6th Kinyan, is what results from internalizing the infinite greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from reflecting on the Romimus of Hashem. When we do so, we're hit with a certain natural feeling of fear, awe, of how much greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu is than anything else. That is Emah. When we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's status as the greatest of all. Yir'ah is what results when we recognize how lowly we are as human beings, when we consider our own faults and our own shortcomings, the shiflus ha'adam, compared to the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Emah focuses more on our reflection and consideration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas Yir'ah focuses more on our internalizing of our own faulty and lowly status. When we integrate those two, Emah and Yir'ah, when we consider that infinite schism that separates us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, and that nonetheless, mikol makom, we have the opportunity to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah. He commanded us to learn it. And he gave us the opportunity to learn it. So we have to consider how fortunate and grateful we should be that we have that Torah, for Asher Bachar Banu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and how much we have to appreciate the great responsibility that we have to safeguard that Torah and to learn it properly. So that plays into the role of Yir'ah in our Torah study. On the one hand, we have to have Yir'ah Shamayim in order to fully comprehend the weight and the gravity of the learning that we do. We have to recognize that we're not engaged in an intellectual discipline in the halls of academia. We have an encounter with the divine, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with his will, so says the Tiferes Yisrael. You know, before we learn, we say a prayer, we say a tefillah, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo omar al tahor tameh, v'lo al tameh tahor, that we shouldn't make a mistake in our learning. And certainly, just asking for the prevention of the mistake itself is sufficient. But I think it also reflects a certain attitude, a certain perspective, a certain mindset that we have before we engage in our learning. And that is that we understand the stakes that are at play. That when we learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, we're not just learning a textbook. We are having an encounter with the greatest of all, with the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. How important it is then that we take it with the utmost seriousness and with the utmost of gravity. And on the other hand, the Yir'ah Shamayim that we have when we learn is necessary so that the Torah has the designed impact that it's supposed to have on us. Reishis Chachma Yir'as Hashem. So says the Medrash Shmuel, that the beginnings of becoming a wise person in Torah is to first have Yir'ah Shamayim. The prerequisite for Torah to be effective on the person is to have the fear, awe, reverence, the Yir'ah of the Ribono Shel Olam. The Nefesh HaChaim explains so beautifully that the Yir'as Hashem, Yir'ah Shamayim, is the storehouse for one's learning. It's an otzar. It's the packaging that allows the learning to stay with the person. Without it, the Nefesh HaChaim explains, there's nowhere to put the learning. There's no personality that can be that can use the learning to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only a person who's of Yir'ah Shamayim, who has the proper perspective on his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only on that person that the Torah is going to be effective as it should be. And it's for that reason that the Nefesh HaChaim encourages us to take time before we learn, even in the midst of our learning, to engage in tshuva, to strengthen our Yir'ah Shamayim, to consider our relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hillel Kagan was one of the Talmidim of Rav Shimon Shkop. And after World War II, he moved to Yerushalayim. And he joined a group of Talmidei Chachamim who heard Shiurim from the Brisker Rav, from Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal. And one day the Brisker Rav, he posed a group of very, very strong kashas, very strong questions on a Rashi that he was struggling with. And he asked all of the Talmidei Chachamim who were hearing the Shir, how they would try to resolve the Rashi, nobody was able to provide an answer for the Rashi except for Rav Kagan. And when the Brisker Rav heard his answer, the Brisker Rav said, wow, how much Yira Shamayim you must have to have said such an answer. By acquiring the kinyan of Yira, we recognize the infinite gap that separates us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We internalize the significance, the weight, the consequence, the gravity of our learning, and we become people who can be impacted by the learning of the Torah HaKadosh.